Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Nick Baker, and I am your host, and you're listening to Becoming More Than I Am Now. And you are listening to part 5 of A Respectful Husband is a respectful son is a respectful husband. Sorry, yeah, I can't talk this morning, but it's going to be a good morning. Let's turn your Bibles this morning as we wrap up the sermon series. And the next series I'm going to do next week, because if you want a relationship, I'm going to start a 10-part series next week that I want you to be a part of and to listen. This morning, I am going to read from Ephesians 5:25, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25, this morning, about husbands. Ephesians 5, verse 25. Verse 25 says that, "Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her." And that is amazing what Paul is saying about us loving our wives. I'm going to read. I'm gonna go all the way down to verse 33 in the book of Ephesians chapter 5, because the next series I'm gonna do is gonna be out of Ephesians, because it's a 6-part series. Because it's 6 chapters. And it's also going to be called Ephesians. And because I really want you to have a close-up to what Paul says about love and how we should love our spouse. I just want to look at Ephesians, because next week I'm going to start off with chapter 1. But what does Paul say about loving our wives as Christ loved his church? Because we have to love her as much as Jesus loves her. Because Jesus died on the cross for her. Died on the cross for her sins. Christ is using her as a puppet, because he's throwing his voice out to her, to tell us how much she loves us. To tell us how much he loves us through her. Because what we say when we say I love you is not our words. It's God's words because it's mentioned in the Bible. It's important to focus on love and focus on what love is. Sex is not love. It's not. These Muslim countries think. They think that sex is love. It's not. It's not love at all. It's a sin. Whatever the Quran says, it's false. It's a false information. I'm telling you. False information. If you're Muslim and you think relationships and it's all about sex, shame on you. Take that Quran and toss it out. I'm telling you. Take that Quran and burn it. Burn it. Toss it in fire. Burn it. It is the book of Satan, not the book of God. The Bible is the book of God. The Quran is the book of Satan. That's what it is. But you have to focus on the purpose of what God is saying, what Paul is saying about marriage. And how to handle marriage the right way. I'm not doing this series because I wanted to. I'm doing this series because I've been called to do it. I don't preach because I want to preach. I preach because God is telling me to preach. God is telling me to do it. I say what God tells me. Whatever God tells me to say, I say it. Knowing that we struggle in our relationships, we struggle in our marriage, we struggle in our families, and we don't know how to overcome our challenges. We don't know how to overcome our fears. There's been sexual sin since Adam and Eve fell in the Garden of Eden. Let's look at verse 26. It says, that he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word. Otherwise, Paul is saying otherwise that to sanctify our spouse is by cleanse, by cleaning her, by washing her, bringing her to Jesus. Jesus washed everybody's feet. How amazing is that, that Paul is giving us the example of handling marriage the right way. Knowing how much we, well, last year I talked about Steve McQueen on Block Talk Radio. I'm going to talk about him again. And how his life changed from the inside out. There was a pilot, Jamie Mason. That's his name. He's a stunt pilot. He got a phone call from Steve McQueen. He didn't answer the phone. His son answered the phone. Asked them if they're taking any, if they're doing any flying lessons. And he said, well, Sammy's son said, no, we're not taking any students right now. He said, it's Sammy Mason there. And Sammy took the phone. He said, I'm sorry, sir. We're not taking any more students right now at this time. Steve McQueen said, do you know who this is? This is Steve McQueen. And would like to learn how to fly. Sammy Mason taught him how to fly. And he asked him on that plane in the air, how do you find joy? How do you find happiness? And Sammy Mason said, God gives me joy. Because I thank Jesus every morning for my life. And Steve McQueen asked him if he could go to church with him. He said, yeah, you could come to church with me, Steve. And he went up to his pastor, saying that he wanted to meet Billy Graham. And on his way to Mexico to get his cancer removed, because he was fighting stage 4 cancer at the time. He was up, and finally heard a knock on the door. Opened up the door was Billy Graham. Billy Graham came on the plane and said, is there a member from the Mason family on this plane? And the pilot said, yeah, wait there. And his name is Steve McQueen. And Billy went up to him. Steve was upset that he forgot his Bible. And Billy Graham gave him, young Billy gave him his Bible, his personal Bible. And right there and then, when young Steve met that evangelist, young Billy Graham, he gave his life to Jesus right there on the plane in front of that evangelist. And when he died, he clanged onto that Bible when he died. The cancer didn't kill him. He died from a heart attack. And he had a wife, Barbara McQueen, beautiful young lady, a model, loved Steve as he was. She didn't care about his past, he didn't care about his background, she didn't even care. Why? Because she loved him. for who he was. Barbara loved Steve. Barbara loved the way he was. If you watch the movie, she says that Steve was handsome and bold and had a good sense of humor. That's the kind of man women like. Women like men with a positive attitude, bold, handsome. Always happy. Always praising the Lord. Because if you have joy in your hearts and you thank Jesus for your wife, your best friend, First 27 says, but that he might present her to himself, a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she should be holy and without blemish. Verse 28 says, so husbands ought to love their own wives as their own bodies. He loves his wife, loves himself. For no one ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, just as the Lord does the church. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. Nevertheless, let each one of you in particular shall love his own wife as himself, and let the wife see that he respects her husband. That is amazing right here. What Paul just said, that she respects her husband. And the husband is the head of the household, the head of the family, the father of the children. The wife respects the husband, but the husband respects the weaker link, that is the woman, the wife. The wife is the weaker link in the family. The husband is stronger than a woman. Why? Because he's protective of her. He knows when his son is disrespectful to his mother, the father steps in. The father starts yelling at his son for being disrespectful. Not once I disrespected my mother growing up. Not once. Not even once. I didn't even think of disrespecting her. If I did, my father would have knocked me on the floor if I did fellas, respect your mothers. If you don't respect your mother, you won't respect your wife. Because your wife sees how you treat your mother. You want somebody you want to be like your father. You do. You don't want to be with somebody who's like your mother. And bossing you around. You want to be like your father. A strong man like your father is. Brave man like your father is. Not just your earthly father, your heavenly father. Bold. If you want to know about Steve McQueen's walk with Jesus and how it gave his life to him, watch the movie. Steve McQueen, American Icon. You could go to Steve McQueen movie website. Steve McQueen, American Icon movie. Website. You could go to Walmart and get a copy of the DVD. If you can't find that in Walmart, you could order it online at SteveMcQueenMovie.com. And Greg Laurie has a bonus DVD called Lost Boy. It's a documentary film about himself growing up and how he combines his life to Steve McQueen's life. Steve McQueen had a mother who was a heavy alcoholic. Didn't know his biological father, had several stepfathers. Greg Laurie, same thing, heavy alcoholic mother. Didn't know his biological father, had multiple stepfathers. That's why he did Steve McQueen, the American Icon, is because he combined it, his life. I recommend you to read the book before you see the movie. And that's my mistake on that part, because I didn't get a chance to read the book before I saw the movie. But if you pray, you see the strong relationship in your marriage. If you've seen the movie, Steve McQueen, American Icon, your marriage would be stronger. Your love for your spouse would be stronger. Why? Because it's all about marriage. It's all about how Steve fakes his life up, and how he allowed God to work in his marriage. A woman who loved him for who he is fell to the doctors when he was sick. His wife cried when the doctor announced, "Mr. McQueen, you have cancer. Stage 4. You have weeks to live." What kind of woman doesn't cry for her husband when she finds out that he has cancer? I've seen it here. In my ministry, I've seen it. My worship leader, Pam, crying for her husband, pleading to God to heal her husband, George. She cried and cried and cried and pleaded with God to say, heal my husband. Six months later, he was healed. Cancer free. And Pam said, if you asked me 6 months ago if George was going to live, I would have said no. That's how bad it was. That's how bad it was. He went to Puerto Rico to get the cancer removed before he was on the set of a movie that one of his songs was in. A faith-based film that came out 2 years ago. Big George was diagnosed with cancer in the winter of 2016. It was diagnosed with stage 4 colon cancer. In December of last year, he beat the cancer. The cancer's gone. Why? Because we prayed for him. His wife prayed for him. If your spouse is sick, always pray for your spouse. Always. You see that miracle happen in your marriage. Cancer free. That is amazing how Jesus heals. He heals. If you're sick right now, you'll be healed. You will be. If you have cancer, you'll be healed from cancer. If you have diabetes, you'll be healed from diabetes. If you have sarcoidosis, you'll be healed from sarcoidosis. If you have cellulitis, you'll be healed from cellulitis. If any sickness you have, Parkinson's, whatever, you'll be healed from it. Spina bifida, if you're disabled, you'll be healed in the name of Jesus. If you have a heart condition, you'll be healed in the name of Jesus. Because Jesus is healing you right now. He is. If you have a broken marriage, your marriage is being fixed right now. Any sickness you have, your wife is praying and you're being healed by Jesus. And it's amazing how Jesus heals. And there's a scripture that my pastor Dave had me read. 2 Thessalonians chapter 5. Thessalonians chapter 5. Verse 16 and 20. This is important to remember when you're going through struggles. It says, rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. And everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Jesus, in Christ Jesus for you. Do not quench the spirit. Do not despise prophecy. this is important to remember what Jesus is doing. Pray. Any sickness you have, pray. Rejoice in Jesus. If your relationship with your spouse is falling apart, pray. If you're going through struggles, pray. Your spouse will be there for you when you pray. Prayer is the key to every relationship you're in. Because every husband, every respectful husband, is always there for his spouse. If you're there for her, she's there for you. If you're sick, she's there for you. If you're depressed, she's there for you. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what you're going through right now, your spouse is always there. Always. Always. When I got the good news from George's wife, Pam, what a beautiful young lady she is. She is the most beautiful woman that I ever met in my entire life. And I told George, you're blessed. You are blessed with a beautiful angel. An angel who saved your life from cancer and prayed, and prayed hard. You have an angel in your life that's praying for you right now. Praying for your cancer to be gone. Doesn't matter what kind of cancer you have. You have an angel in your life that's praying for you right now. Big mind did. And she still is. And I'm grateful for Noelle. Since I've been sick and found out I had Lyme's disease, the world's been praying. She still does. Why? Because she's my angel. The angel that God put into my life to pray and be there through my sickness. That's what your angel's doing. She's praying for you. She's praying. Doesn't matter what you're going through right now. Your angel's praying. That's what the spouse does. Because when God puts an angel into your life, you fall in love with her. You spend your life with her. You see a difference in your life. When that cancer's gone, you say, thank you, Jesus, for my wife. Thank you, Jesus, for my angel. Thank you for putting an angel into my life, for praying for me. That's why George said, thank you for my angel. Thank you. I'm cancer free! How amazing is that? Thank you for my angel father. Do you always thank him for that angel? That's in your life? Because I do. I always do. Because if that angel didn't come into my life, I wouldn't be healed from Lyme's disease. I wouldn't. I wouldn't be healed because of that prayer that Noel prayed. And I felt that prayer. I felt the presence of Jesus healing me. When I was in hospital, when I was at home, I felt the prayer that Noel was praying. I felt it. It is a good feeling. And I'm glad you prayed that prayer. Let's pray. Father, I thank you. I thank you for Noel. I thank you for what a beautiful angel she is. That you put into my life to make a difference in my life. I just ask that you use her in many ways to keep on praying to get rid of every sickness that's in me right now, every disease. That is in me. And thank you and praise you and in your name. Amen. Well, I want to thank you for listening. Part 1 in Ephesians next week. Chapter 1, Part 1 of the Ephesians series. God bless. And I'll talk to you next week.